Our concern extends and centres on the welfare of all families involved and the families of some other teenagers who I'll talk about soon. For the background to this tragedy, there was a police operation underway in Maylands yesterday. Police were alerted that there were a group of teenage boys jumping some fences. There was an extensive police search which began mid-afternoon yesterday when we believe five teenage boys were involved, four of whom entered the Swan River. There was an extensive search. Police responded at the scene and were able to safely recover two boys from the river. Two boys were believed to have got into difficulties in the middle of the river and succumbed to the conditions and were not seen to resurface. Police yesterday evening recovered the body of one teenage boy. A second teenage boy's body was recovered this morning. There are ongoing concerns for a fifth teenage boy who we have not yet been able to locate. We believe he was last seen on foot on the foreshore on the mainland side of the Swan River. Police are coordinating an extensive water and land search. We still do not know where that fifth boy is. We are hopeful that he did not enter the river. We are liaising very closely with all families of the boys. We're in fact trying to locate the family of the fifth boy as I speak to you now. I can confirm that the deaths of these two young boys are being treated as deaths in police presence, although on the information I have to date, police did not physically come into contact with the two boys who disappeared underwater in the middle of the river. Police were in contact with the two other boys. They were taken ashore. They were treated by St John Ambulance and they were provided with some clothing and some attention. And we took them to one of the police facilities in the CBD. These two young boys have been spoken to by police and we were able to get their responsible carers with them last night. We continue to liaise closely with those families and, of course, with the families of the two deceased boys. The families have requested specifically that I do not release any particulars about the boys. I will respect that, and I know that there will be questions. These matters will be going before the state coroner, ultimately. Our immediate concern is to the welfare of particularly the fifth boy, who we've been unable to locate, and of course the ongoing welfare for the remaining four families and loved ones.